Hey, Rami. Good afternoon.
Hey, Nina. Good afternoon. How you doing?
All right, yourself?
I'm very good, very good. Waiting for the day to end. But yeah, Nina, I was just checking in. There's a note from you and a note before that for Francesco Jackson. I was just following up because I know that she gave you a call authorizing that the patient could be able to stay for 30 days in a certain place. In this case, it was supposed to be the caregiver's address.
You can attach the caregiver's address. Just make sure you put a follow-up 30 days from now. So therefore, we can research this conversation about after 30 days, she can't, the client can't still be at her location.
I got you. The thing is that as I am checking here on the files, like at least whether the caregiver's house or the, I mean, if she has two people, whether the weekend aide or the weekdays aide, they both do not share the address where they are clocking in and out. That's another.
So the weekend aide, is the weekend aide going to the daughter's home?
No, so I'm checking here. I mean, the address that it was supposed to be the caregiver's address, and they are clocking in by the GPS in a different location. And I just had a word with the service coordinator here.
Mm-hmm.
She called me and told me, okay, they confirmed me it was going to be this one, like the 1459 North. And I said, okay, but this is none of the addresses for none of the aides working on the case. So.
And 1454, what address is that?
It's a corner, like, I don't know.
Is Tanisha Raleigh the daughter?
I suppose so. They're family, both of them. The caregiver from the weekend and the other. As far as I know.
You're talking about Francesco Jackson, right? Francesco Jackson, right?
That is correct.
I see Tanisha on the schedule all this week.
And I mean, they are working like every 2 weeks. If I'm not wrong, that's how it was formulated when the case started.
Tyree, guess, gotcha.
Exactly, Tyree.
So, please advise Tanisha that these clock ins, no matter what caregiver is assigned of the schedule, it either had to happen at her house or the house that is in the client's profile. We will no longer link or bill any other clock ins and out that is not there.
It looks like, I don't know, I mean, I'm trying to look at the map, and it looks like, I mean, it should be a house above that, but it's like a restaurant corner. If I'm looking at the map, the place, I don't know, because she might just come up with this excuse telling me like, hey, I no longer live at the 129 Tanisha's address, but I'm living at the place, the spot that I'm plugging in and out. But this is a restaurant. Yo Mama's Kitchen.
Yeah, this is somewhere on 52nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Not even where she lives. So, yep, tell her that we will not bill the insurance if it's not coming from her house or the client's home. And the insurance was notified. They was notified that she approved the address of her address.
I mean, the coordinator was advised that this was the address, that 1459.
Right, right.
Okay, so I'll give a call.
So the client?
Yeah.
He's at 1459.
Francesco called the service coordinator, and she told her that she was going to stay at 1459 North.
Now, who address is that?
She affirmed that this was the caregiver address.
Who, Tanisha's?
Francesco. Francesco said that this was one of the caregiver's address. She didn't provide, like, names to her, as I asked
so
her.
So, you need to find out who address that is, because this is not the address we had for Tanisha or Tyree.
That's right. I'm going to give her a call to Tanisha to check out.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. Bye-bye.